Let me first start by saying thank you very much for the CLAIR Coalition and the work that they do here in Harrisburg. Many folks don't see the conversations that take place week in and week out, and the advocacy of the men and women who are part of that organization and part of that coalition, the work that they do to make certain that everybody is working on the same page as best we can and gathering intelligence and developing strategies that are going to allow us to be able to do what needs to be done here in Harrisburg to address the important issues. So John, thank you and everyone who's here from the CLAIR Coalition. I also want to say that this is a really important issue. As John indicated, we're now facing the stage where we're trying to develop the revenue package in order to support the budget that, quite frankly, just moments ago we passed in the Senate. It's a 31.996 budget appropriation bill that I was very proud to support because it makes the investments which we think are important, certainly important to the people of Pennsylvania, but also important to the folks who are here as part of the CLAIR Coalition, and particularly the folks who are here from APSCUP because they were beneficiaries of some additional resources in the state system. We were able to continue to make investments in education. We were able to make certain that we put resources back into programs that allow us to grow jobs in Pennsylvania. Proven job development programs like the Ben Franklin Fund and other programs relating to innovation and manufacturing in Pennsylvania. Those are critically important programs that needed to be restored in this budget that came from the House to the Senate. We were able to be able to do that, as well as holding the line and making investments in things like many of our human service programs, and certainly working to make certain that we took steps to continue to fight the fight against opioid and heroin addiction. All those things were great to be able to do, and I was proud to stand up and support it along with my colleagues. But now the tough work begins. As my colleague Senator Schwenk said on the floor today, now the hard work starts, and we have to come to grips with how we're going to fund this budget. We believe strongly, along with the governor and so many others, that Pennsylvania must work to make certain that we provide an extraction tax that's part of the solution to our revenue package. We've said it for a number of years. We believe this needs to be part of the solution. And I would tell you, folks, the industry is beginning to prosper. But in Western Pennsylvania, I can tell you that we are developing a cracker facility. And what created the ability to create this cracker facility was tens of millions of dollars in tax credits are going to be provided to the Shell Corporation to build that facility. That facility is going to be the place where the Shell industry, the Marcellus industry, will be able to bring their product. We are developing a place, a marketplace for the industry to bring their product. We're paying for that, we're accelerating that process, and we're investing along those lines. The least that the industry can do is be part of the conversation and be part of the solution about helping us pay for the things we need to do here in Pennsylvania. We're giving tens of millions of dollars to them. The least they can do is be part of the solution that we need to talk about. That's why I'm very proud to stand here with my friends in the legislature, House and Senate, Democrats and Republicans, and also our friends in the CLAIR Coalition.